You've been fighting the Harkonnens for decades. My family's been fighting them for centuries. They were massacred.
In the new movie Dune, Part 2, now in theaters, French-Canadian director Denis Villeneuve once again transports us to the desert planet of Arrakis, where a desperate battle for control of that world's resources is playing out. This sequel to 2021's Dune, Part 1, picks up exactly where that story left off. The chief hero here, a young man named Paul Atreides, has joined forces with a nomadic people known as the Fremen. He's falling in love with a young Fremen woman named Chani, and riding on the backs of giant sandworms, these fierce fighters are battling for freedom against the wicked Harkonnens, a greedy family that the Galactic Emperor has installed to rule Arrakis. Fremen prophecies portend the arrival of a messiah-like figure from off-world, and it increasingly seems as if Paul Atreides is the fulfillment of that prophetic hope. But Paul himself has deep doubts about whether he can be such a spiritual leader, and he fears the toll that assuming that role will take on the galaxy.
All my visions lead to horror. Because you lose control. Because I gain it.
The cinematography here is breathtaking, and the drama that unfolds will keep fans on the edges of their seats. There's plenty of peril and heroism, but Dune Part 2 is essentially a war movie. Violence can be brutal, and some sensuality creeps in too. And much of the plot revolves around spiritual elements that echo both Catholic and Muslim imagery and ideas. So we're giving Dune Part 2 a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio, and listen to The Plugged In Show wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.